The Committee on Forced Labour gets down to work on agreeing changes to a proposed protocol and recommendation that aims to bring the ILO Forced Labour Convention of 1930 into the modern era. In Hall 18 of the United Nations Palais des Nations, along with over 200 delegates to the ILC, sit the committee chair and government representative David Garner, the employer representative vice chair Ed Potter, and the worker representative vice chair Yves Verrier. Among them, they consider the more than 200 amendments to the draft protocol and recommendation. If adopted by the International Labour Conference, the proposed protocol would supplement Convention 29 on Forced Labour, and the recommendation would provide guidance on its implementation. The outcome will not be known until all government, employer and worker delegates to the conference vote on Wednesday, the 11th of June. However, there has been broad agreement in the committee that it's time, one way or another, to supplement the more than 80-year-old convention. Ed Potter, the employer's representative to the committee, explains.
The convention in 1930 was negotiated in a colonial era, and that was what the primary concern of the conference is. We're now in a modern era where ILO statistics clearly show that most of the forced labor occurring in the world is a private sector phenomenon, and Convention 29 doesn't provide any perspective on how a nation state would go about eliminating and eradicating forced labor in that context.
And as a recent report by the ILO made clear, the problem itself is by no means an historic one. Committee Chair David Garner.
There still is a very significant problem which we confront in this day and age. Around 21 million people are estimated to be in forced labour, and a recent report from the ILO suggests annual profits are in the region of around $150 billion.
Against this backdrop and in the lead-up to the conference, delegates have been considering just how best to move forward at the ILC. As David Garner explained, governments, along with worker and employer groups, were asked to respond to a survey on the issue, and it was clear from the outset that not all were in accord.
Some of the governments were of the mind right from the start that this should be a legally binding mechanism. Others preferred the option of a recommendation, which they said would give them some more flexibility within their own national systems to address forced labour.
Yves Verrier, the workers' delegate to the committee, argues that norms, like the Convention of 1930, can have not only a judicial impact, but help also to educate people on both sides of the equation about forced labour.
Prevention protocols can, for example, take the shape of information, education, not only for the populations that are affected by forced labour, who can be victims, but also enterprises and employers in a general way, so that they themselves are warned against the risk they face if they act, sometimes without really paying attention to it, and become users of forced labour.
Reporting for the ILO in Geneva, this is Pete Foster.